Well, it was quite a few years ago, but I mean, I have a from what I remember is that it was pretty fun, and I remember it because it was the first time that I've ever used a printing press, and I felt pretty honored as a really young person to have used those means and tools to create the art. Like we printed at one of the oldest print shops in all of Vancouver, Malaspina Printing. That was pretty cool, just to be like, whoa, this is like one of the first presses in Vancouver in the same building. We didn't necessarily use that press, but it's one of the first press print shops, you know. So that was really cool to use that means and to use the wood carving and the lino cutting. It was just all a new experience, and I think it was really fun to be able to work with my coworkers because I was working at Redwire at the time, and also other friends that I currently had who were in the project. It just felt really close. Like it was really fun every time we got together and gathered, and we just created and talked. And a lot of us were very like passionate with Redwire at the time, so it was a lot of political talk and a lot of, you know, just in the art scene as a young person is pretty exciting. And the exhibit itself, I guess I remember it being pretty exciting. I just didn't know what to expect. And my last piece is the I Found a Reason. That one was a bit rushed for me, and I wasn't so stoked about that. So I remember having some nerves before the opening show that I was like, oh, that piece isn't very nice. I don't like it. I just kind of like rushed on it. But when I seen it on the wall with all the other pieces, I was like, oh, it looks good. I remember having like a moment of relief and being like, yeah, everything's good. And my friends came and everyone was like, wow, this is really good work. And, you know, not just like everyone's work was incredible, just all very unique and creative. There was not one print that was the same as another, you know?